Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take the absolute fire hose of information that's out there and we try to distill it down to what you actually need to know.
And today, we are strapping in. I mean, we are diving into what is, without a doubt, the biggest entertainment launch of the decade. We're talking about the intelligence briefing for Grand Theft Auto the Six.
The anticipation is just. It's seismic. It's been 12 years, 12 years since the last main game. So our mission here isn't just, to rewatch the trailer.
No, not at all.
We're going to analyze all the industry research. We're going to separate the concrete facts from the endless speculation about the timeline, the setting, and this is the big one, the technical demands.
Exactly. Because this is so much more than a game launch. It's an industry reset. The economics, the tech standards, everything GTA's eye does will basically set the roadmap for every other company for the next 5 years.
So if you want to understand the future of console gaming, this is it.
This is the moment.
Okay, let's get right into it. The elephant in the room, the date. We've all heard 2025, but it's gotten more specific.
Much more specific. Take-Two Interactive CEO Strauss Zelnick, he's narrowed it down to fall 2025. So, think September to November.
Right in time for the holidays. Perfect timing.
It's the perfect target. But, and this is a big but, Rockstar's history is not on their side. Anyone who follows them knows you have to be skeptical.
GTAV was delayed.
Red Dead Redemption 2 is delayed. And the thing is, they have the money. They have the cash reserves to just push this thing to, say, spring 2026 if it's not perfect.
They can't afford a repeat of Cyberpunk 2077.
Absolutely not. A botched launch would damage the brand forever. They know that.
But at the same time, we're seeing some conflicting signals, aren't we? That return to office mandate for all the developers.
Right.
That feels like a clear sign they're in the final grueling crunch to hit that fall 2025 target.
It's the tension at the heart of it. They need everyone in one place for that final bug squashing phase, which is always brutal. But they're also under, immense shareholder pressure. It tells me they're sprinting for that finish line, even if they have the option to delay.
So for anyone listening, planning your budget, the big takeaway is that a 2026 release is still very much on the table.
It's a high probability. And speaking of planning your budget, we should probably deliver the bad news for PC gamers.
Yes, the PC player tragedy.
The historical pattern is clear. The initial launch will be PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S only. Period.
And the port, based on past data, usually takes what, 12 to 18 months?
At least. The reason is technical. They spent all this time optimizing the Rage engine for the fixed hardware of a console. They have to basically redo all that complex work for the huge variety of PC hardware out there.
So if you're holding out for that mouse and keyboard experience with like an RTX 5090, you could be waiting until 2027.
It sounds brutal, but that is the Rockstar way. Console perfection first.
Okay, so let's talk about the world they're perfecting, the setting, because this is where the ambition just gets insane.
It really is. We're not just getting Vice City, we're getting the entire state of Leonida.
Which is their satirical, completely over-the-top version of Florida. They're leaning so hard into the Florida man
Oh,
thing.
the trailer was a masterpiece of that. All those specific viral moments, the alligator walking into the convenience
A
store.
woman with two hammers.
Yes, the mud clubs. They're grounding this world in a very specific kind of ridiculous part of modern culture. It's brilliant for mission design.
And the map itself is supposed to be huge, right? Like 1.5 to 2 times the size of Los Santos.
The size is one thing, but the real technical leap, the thing that's really going to tax your console, is the density.
The interiors.
Exactly. Significantly more enterable buildings. In all GTA games, most buildings are just, painted boxes. Here, the promise is you can walk into a lobby, take an elevator, raid a room.
That completely changes how you approach a mission. You're not just driving around a block, you're navigating through it.
It makes the world feel real. And Leonida gives them three completely distinct biomes to play with. First, you've got Vice City itself.
The crown jewel, that neon-soaked Art Deco, crowded beach vibe.
Then you have the Keys, the archipelago, all connected by those huge bridges. This is where the water physics will be a huge deal.
Right, they're talking about underwater exploration, boat customization. The water is part of the gameplay, not just scenery.
And finally, you get the dark heart of it all.
The grass rivers.
The Everglades-inspired swamps, gator-infested, foggy. That's where all the weirdest side missions are going to be. I can feel it.
Definitely. The environment itself is a character. And speaking of characters, the protagonist setup is a total shift, too.
A huge shift. We have a female protagonist, Lucia, for the first time in the 3D series, and she's paired with her partner, who the leaks are calling Jason. It's this modern Bonnie and Clyde dynamic.
Yeah.
And unlike GTA V, where the three guys had separate lives, these two are a unit. Their stories intertwined.
And there are rumors of a trust system, right? That your choices could affect their relationship, their loyalty.
It makes perfect sense, especially with the heists. The idea is you can command your partner tactically. You know, tell them to handle crowd control while you crack the safe.
Or swap it between them on the fly to get a better angle.
It forces you to think like a team.
Right.
But the biggest change to how you interact with the world, it's the social media aspect.
Ah, the iFruit phone.
Yeah.
It's not just a menu system anymore.
No, it's the lens through which the world sees you. NPCs aren't just calling the cops, they're filming you. They're live streaming your chaos.
So you could genuinely start trending on their version of Twitter minutes after you cause a pileup. Your notoriety is real time.
Your clout actually affects the world. It's this perfect satire of viral fame, and it's built right into the core game mechanics.
Which changes everything. If you rob a store, the footage is instantly out there. So how do the police react to that?
This is where the AI gets a massive upgrade. The days of cop cars just magically spawning behind you are, supposedly, over.
Thank goodness, that always broke the immersion.
Now it's simulation-driven. They'll set up a perimeter, they'll hesitate before they breach a building, they communicate, they act like a real tactical unit.
And I heard that even after you escape, they'll recognize your car. Or your clothes.
Yes. The AI remembers. So you can't just wait for the wanted stars to fade. You are forced to physically ditch your car, change your outfit, actually lay low.
You have to shed your identity. That's so much deeper.
And all of this, the AI, the density, the water, it's all powered by the new Rage 9 engine, Rockstar's ninth gen tech.
The Rockstar Advanced Game Engine. This is what's going to set the visual benchmark for the whole generation.
No question. And you can see where they're putting the power. They hired a dedicated team just for wave simulation.
Just for waves. That's insane.
It means you'll get realistic buoyancy. Weather will actually change the sea state. It's not just a visual effect. It's a physics simulation. And that extends to everything. Hair physics, cloth physics.
Lucia's hair moving with the wind.
And the lighting. We're talking cutting-edge global illumination. Light bouncing realistically off of surfaces. That's how you get those perfect neon reflections on a wet street in Vice City.
Okay, but this is where we hit the big controversial reality check. All of that fidelity, all that simulation, it comes at a very steep price.
A very steep price.
Yeah.
The consensus among industry analysts right now is that GTA 6 will almost certainly run at 30 frames per second on a base PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X.
Oof, 30 FPS in 2025. After a 12-year... Wait, that is. That's going to be a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow.
It is. But it seems like Rockstar is making a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Fidelity and simulation depth over raw performance.
Yeah.
They want a living world, and that takes a ton of processing power that would otherwise go to rendering more frames.
So this is where the hardware conversation comes in. This basically confirms the whole point of the PS5 Pro.
It's the ultimate weapon for this game. The Pro's more powerful GPU and its special upscaling tech, PSSR, that's what's going to unlock higher performance.
So the Pro might be the only way to get 60 frames per second. Or maybe just a rock solid high fidelity 30.
I think that's the bet. This game is going to single-handedly sell millions of PS5 Pro consoles. People will feel like they need it to get the real experience.
Which brings us to the business side of all this. The economics are just as wild. We've heard the rumors that this could be the first $100 base game.
And there's a foundation for that. Strauss Zelnick has argued for years that games are underpriced for the hours you get.
But is $100 the reality, or is there another play here?
The smarter bet, based on our briefing, is something we're calling the early access tax.
Explain that.
The standard game will likely stay at $70, but there will be a $100 ultimate edition that lets you play 3 or 4 days early.
Ah. You're not paying for content, you're paying to avoid spoilers and be part of the launch day conversation.
Exactly. It's weaponized FOMO. And it worked like a charm for Starfield and Hogwarts Legacy. Millions of people will pay that tax without even thinking about it.
So it's a financial steamroller. And a technical one. You can see why other publishers are just getting out of the way.
They're terrified. We're already seeing games that were planned for late 2025 getting quietly pushed to 2026. They don't want to be anywhere near the Rockstar steamroller.
So, to recap, We're looking at a likely spring 2026 reality, a hyperdense world that demands a PS5 Pro to run at its best, and a price model that will get $100 out of you one way or another.
Vice City is calling, and it's looking more dangerous, more detailed, and a whole lot more expensive than we remember.
Which leads us to our final thought for you to chew on. Thinking about all this, the cost, the tech, the decade plus of development, would you pay $100 straight up for the standard edition of GTA 6 if it came with a guarantee of zero microtransactions forever?
Or is $70 your absolute hard limit, no matter what they promise?
The answer to that question is really going to tell us where the future of this industry is headed.
It really will.
That's our deep dive for today. We'll see you next time.